Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about fundamental keys to a healthy marriage. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Katrina Akande, Mississippi State University Extension Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist. So Katrina, conflict is inevitable, whether we're newlyweds or whether we've been married a long time. What are some healthy ways to settle conflicts and arguments?
Well, first I would say don't hold any of your emotions in, because sometimes when we're mad and we're upset, we don't really tell our spouse how we really feel. And then secondly, I would say make sure you use I statements and don't use threatening statements like, oh, you always get on my nerves, or you make me sick. You want to say, I feel frustrated when this happens, rather than blaming your partner for something.
So the two words to never use are always and never.
Yes.
What happens when we have a disagreement at night? What should we do?
As your grandmother may say, never go to bed angry. Try to talk to your partner about how you feel, and before you go to bed, you'll just have to agree to disagree.
Right, and it's always good to explain to them why you feel that way, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What if you both think that the other person doesn't have a good reason for feeling the way they feel?
Well, then that's when you really have to agree to disagree, because you're not always going to find that happy medium between the two of you. And you shouldn't, well, I'm not going to say shouldn't, but hopefully you wouldn't go into a disagreement feeling like you absolutely correct. Or if your partner doesn't agree, then the fight is going to continue. So just try to agree to disagree and maybe just understand each other's perspectives.
Right, and understand how important this subject is. A lot of times we argue about things that really aren't that important, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it kind of depends on how serious the topic is.
Yes, that's very true.
Now, we should always show appreciation for the other. Why is this important?
Well, you want to let your spouse know that you appreciate him or her, because each one of you brings something beautiful into the relationship. And so you just want to show appreciation that you care about your partner, you appreciate what your partner does.
Okay, and one of the number one things that couples fight about is money. Why should staying on a budget be important for a healthy marriage?
Well, you want to make sure that your finances are in order, and you also want to make sure that you plan your monthly budget or your biweekly budget, and that you're not going to spend what your partner and you don't agree on. I'm going to give an example. I have a real close friend of mine. She has a shoe fetish, and she is always buying shoes, and she will sneak those shoes in the house. She'll sneak them in her car. And when her husband finds out, then, you know, an argument is going to escalate, you know, because you have to respect your partner. And part of keeping your budget is also respecting your partner.
Right. So being able to hold up your end of the deal when it comes to budgeting, that's not just about money. It's also about being a symbol of respect.
Yes. And if there's an emergency, you want to make sure, too, that you're not overspending, that you have an emergency savings account. And some people want to dip into that to do extra things like vacation or buying something special. So you want to put that in your budget. If there's something that you're saving for, then add that as a line item.
Another subject that couples most commonly argue over, what's this other subject?
The division of the unequal distribution of household labor. And that just means that someone in the relationship, and it's usually women who feel like they're doing too much housework. And when it comes to communication, when I was talking about not holding things in, sometimes we think that our partner is a mind reader, but that's not true. So you need to express if there's a task that's overwhelming, like when you come home and you're dealing with the kids, you may want to say, can you help me with the dishes, or can you help me prepare a meal, things of that nature, but not just holding it in and just being resentful.
Oh, okay. Now, for students who are graduating from college and recently married or getting married soon, what should they remember?
They have to think about relocation as they're on the job market. And then I would say also when you're developing a relationship that's moving towards marriage, are you willing to relocate? Because some people are not willing to leave. So you want to talk about that, because one person may be offered the dream of a lifetime and his or her partner is not willing to relocate.
Very important tips. Today we've been speaking with Katrina Akande, Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.